Welcome back to the short episodes of Musings of a Book Collector. In this episode, I would like to talk briefly about five new Svarim. Some have come out in the past few days, some in the past few months, and by talking about them, I'll be killing a few birds with one stone, as they say. Number one is people always ask me to talk about some of the new Svarim, so we'll accomplish that. It's before Pesach still, so a lot of people always are nervous that they don't have what to read, and before Pesach, there's always an explosion of amount of material to read, which most of us, at least I speak for myself, don't get to read over Pesach, but we do try to at least have them in our hands before Pesach, and there's always that one or two items that come out Ramesh right before Pesach that you can't get, etc., etc., so we'll talk about some of these newer items. And the third thing is there's going to be a tie-in to all of them with the Chafetz Chaim, as I'll mention. And that is because I'm introducing the second series of mine that I will be recording and releasing episodes maybe once a month, a little less, about the Chafetz Chaim and his work, the Mishneh Berurah, and with the Aruch HaShulchan also, in-depth series where I hope to deal with all different aspects about these two incredible Svarim. And the longer episodes, as mentioned in the past, will be behind the paywall, but there will be a few short episodes relating to some new literature relating to the Chafetz Chaim, Svarim, and stuff like that. So in this episode, as a excuse, so to speak, there also will be some tie-ins to these five Svarim that I chose to talk about with the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, so the first Sefer that I'd like to mention is a Sefer that came out, I'm not sure exactly when, a few months ago, Zekeinecha Yomru Lach, and this Sefer, the title it says, it's Psakim Uvdois Van Hagais from Magoin Rav Moshe Feinstein and other Gedolei, Zikne Gedolei Hadar. Now, and at this point in time, it's not available for sale in Eretz Yisrael, but as from what I'm told, it will be for sale after Pesach in Eretz Yisrael also. In America, I've been told it's selling beautifully. And when I heard about the Sefer before, I always got very excited. What is the Sefer? So this Sefer has in it Psakim Uvdois Van Hagais about Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Ruderman, Rav Dovah Kronglass, and some materials about the Stipler, and Rav Shalom Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. Now, the Chashivas of the Chibur is, it's written by a Yid, a very Chashiv Yid, Rav Chaim Mintz, the Mashkiach of Staten Island Yeshiva. And right away, when one opens up the Sefer, Das Gama from Reb Reuven Feinstein, son of Reb Moshe Feinstein, he says, Ki yadua yedid nafshi, Reb Chaim Mintz, who moser atzmei b'leiv v'nefesh to Talmidei Yeshiva Seinu HaKadosh, more than 50 years as a mashkiach here, and he had this tremendous kesher with Reb Moshe Feinstein, and now they decided to put together the materials, different memories of his and hagas that he and questions that he spoke to Reb Moshe about, and then he brings in, for me, what's always important about these types of Svarim, you get to see Gedolei Shimusha Yaiser Melimudoi. And it's very good. He's a Kli Rishon, says Reb Reuven. And he says, I went through it. And he knows that he's an Ish Nemon, V'dayik Ma'oid, V'roi Lismei Chazachroinei, can rely on his memory. And Lamais in the Sefer, there's also Ha'aris from Reb Reuven. And so here, the Sefer, which in a different episode, which I will get to, of these type of Svarim Bechlal, Van Hagas HaGedolim, and what one could learn from them, and particularly this Sefer also, will highlight much more about it. But just in this episode, I'm just going to focus on a few brief things that I came across as it ties in with the Mishneh Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. So one point, he asked the Reb Chaim Mintz asked Reb Moshe how to paskin when there's a machlokes between the Mishneh Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. So, in Yiddish, Reb Moshe replied, and here there's the Yiddish reply and the Hebrew reply, the translation to Hebrew, Mi yachal achriya ben shnei agadolim ha'elu, ela tzricha lufsek l'chumra. Okay. Now, Reb Moshe and the Mishneh Berurah and the Reb Moshe and the Aruch HaShulchan Amir Tzashem, this is a discussion, lots of statements that people say over Amir Tzashem in the longer episodes on the Mishneh Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan, I will return to it. But just this is one Sheni Yediyah that I came across in the Sefer, another Sheni Yediyah from Rav Ruderman, a few different points with the Chafetz Chaim. So he said like this, this is what Rav Chaim Mintz, who learned by Rav Ruderman, says as follows, that I heard from Rav Ruderman that there were other great Gedolim in the generation of the Chafetz Chaim. Why was he Zoicha? Zoicha Machmas Gadol Tzidkasoi, that his psakim were accepted, and he's the paisik achroin b'sifra mishnah brura she'eskabel kalocha psuka b'chol tfutzis Yisrael. Okay. And he said, and then he then Rav Ruderman added that Rav Chaim Eiser was a goyin olam, and Rav Chofetz Chaim was not a great goyin as much as Rav Chaim Eiser. L'maisa neskabel psaka v'alocha b'chlal Yisrael. Then one point in time, Rav Ruderman says that he was having a conversation with Rav Ruderman and said that he has to paskin like the Mishnah Brura, but Rav Ruderman doesn't, and Rav Ruderman says, no, I also am a shubid to what the Chofetz Chaim says. Okay. Another point, Rav Ruderman told him that I was by the Chofetz Chaim, and you cannot understand the greatness who the Chofetz Chaim was. Okay. So this is yet a second piece of information in this beautiful Sefer. And yet another Maramakim in the Sefer relating to this topic is when he spoke, he used to have conversations, this Rav Mintz had conversations with Rav David Soloveitchik, and when he's talking, how did they learn halacha in Brisk? Was there a Seder halacha? So he says, no, they learned halacha, and if what they did was, ha'imistakim b'sefer Mishnah Brura when there was a need. I found this as an interesting statement. This is what Rav David was tining about Brisk. What they did when they needed to know halacha. Okay. Lamaisa, there's yet a, at the end of the Sefer, there's a fourth piece of information relating to the Chofetz Chaim, which was that someone asked Rav Henkin that he, Lamaisa, it seems that Rav Henkin saw at the Chofetz Chaim, someone asked the Chofetz Chaim, do you make a bracha on dessert at the end of the Suda? And the Chofetz Chaim did not make a bracha. Someone said, what do you mean? State the Mishnah Brura that you're supposed to make a bracha. So Chofetz Chaim said to him, you should make a bracha, but I do not make a bracha. What's pshat in this story? I don't know. And Rav Henkin over here, and Rav Mintz writes, Rav Henkin did not explain this story. Anyway, the point is, this is a, just to say for today's episode, is this is a beautiful, beautiful Sefer. A little less than 300 pages, with fascinating material from Gedolei Olam, Sain Halacha, stories, Hanhagas, Hashkafa, and Michlal, I personally love these types of Svarim, especially when they're from someone that I'm able to know that he's extremely reliable, and I just mentioned a few brief Nekudis, just because it also ties into the Chafetz Chaim about the Mishnah Brura, etc. Mirtz Hashem, at a different point in time, I hope to return to talk about more aspects in this important Sefer, but this is just one of the recent Svarim that has come out. Okay, another Sefer, which is worth mentioning, and this is a different genre of Svarim, which also always, there's always an explosion of these type of Svarim before the Yom Tovim time, and this is Rav David Avram Mandelbaum's book called Toldos HaGoyin HaKadosh or Menachem Zemba, Hashem Yinkam Damai. So, Reb Nachum Zemba, Kiyadua, and the Olam HaTorah was a guy in Olam who died tragically, killed in the Holocaust, and Varsha Ghetto, and everything like that. Well, its own discussion. And what's Nageya over here is that, so Reb Mandelbaum, who's Reb Mandelbaum? This is also a part of the conversation, is Reb Mandelbaum is a prolific writer. And he's published a crazy amount of literature over time. I don't even know if he knows how many books he's published. I think I asked him, he didn't know. But anyway, who is he? Basically, he's a Yid who has collected, edited, and published numerous works, especially those related to Polish Yidden. At times, the material is from manuscript. Other times, it's from a wide range of sources that he gathers. He's been doing this for many years, long before the various computer programs have been coming out. A lot of his work focuses on the Torah of a particular gadol. At times, he publishes historical works about a particular gadol. He's famous for Lamashal's work all about Chachim Lublin in all aspects, whether it's on the Torah of Meir Shapiro, the history of Meir Shapiro, all, and many, many other books, the history of the Daf Yomi, and but Kitzer, he's a prolific writer, tremendous Talmud Chacham. So one of the Gedolim that he was always fascinated with, and he published all, did a lot to make his Torah famous, was Reb Nachum Zemba. Reb Nachum Zemba was a prolific writer, but most of his stuff was lost, destroyed in the war. It seems some of his stuff was hidden, and they went back to get it after the war. They were not able to locate it. Very, very tragic story, but Kitzer, this Reb Nachum Zemba was a Goyin Olam. It definitely doesn't need my Eskama, but I always was very fond of Menachem Zemba personally because my grandfather, Rabbi Leib Spitz, was very close with him before the war. He had smicha from him that he received at a young age, and he always, it seems, spoke about him very highly. So personally, I always was excited to about anything to relating to Menachem Zemba. And because of this Rebbe Mandelbaum, all the years he collected his Torah, published his Torah. It was not always the get, but he never published a biography on him, and he always wanted to. Finally, just a few weeks ago, around Purim time, I believe, 730-page, a little more than 730-page biography, massive biography on Menachem Zemba comes out. So, first of all, it's Rav Nachum Zemba, and you get to see a glimpse in the world before World War II and the Gedolim, and it's a beautiful, beautiful work. From what I understand, it's selling beautifully. Maybe it's sold out. I don't know. Maybe it's in the second printing already. But the point is that it's a great work, and because always before, as I said, before Pesach, we're always looking for material. I myself always, you know, panicking. We don't have what to read. Okay, but one of the sections in the book is all the connections that he had with different gedolim. So again, over here, there's a two pages of all the Chafetz Chaim, Kiyadua, who used to sell his peddle his farm. He ended up in Varsha many times. The son of the Chafetz Chaim, Reb Leib, in the beautiful book on his father, discusses some things that happened with him when he went to Varsha. But the point is, he met Reb Nachum Zemba numerous times. There's a bunch of Shana stories over here. And he had some type of relationship, one could see, in this work about Reb Nachum Zemba. And Bechlal, it's worth getting because you get to read all about this great Gadol, Gain, and he actually has a chapter relating to the Svarim that he wrote that tragically were lost, etc., etc. But so this is another item worth mentioning that just came out mamish recently, that's very worthwhile to look into. That's the second item worth mentioning. A third item that I would like to mention is, at first I didn't have what it was, and then I clicked, and then I bought it, and very, very happy with it. And that is Sefer Zikaron Oil Avram. What is this? This was put out, L'chvoid, Reb Avram Doiv Orbach, son of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who was Nifter a few years ago, Rav Avbezim Tveria, Rav Tveria, etc., etc. And so, in recent years, there's been people putting, and even in his lifetime already, collecting different psakim of his, putting out some svarim of his. So here comes out a volume of material, over 1,100 pages, all about this grace, chashev etam lechacham yid, etc., etc. Now, for me, there was multiple reasons, agendas, or things that I felt I was fascinated, curious is the word, why I wanted to get it, to see if it's taka worthwhile. And obviously, and once looking at it after a few minutes, and I'll even mention one of the nakudas I saw, I couldn't put it down. Maybe one day I'll be able to finish these 1,100 pages. You know, if we get an extra few hours in the day, 24 hours is definitely not enough to read all the material that comes out. But so Reb Avram Doiv Orbach was zeichet to have. So number one is, besides having a tremendous kesher with his father, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, so that already caused me to have to buy it, I have to have all the materials relating to Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So that was one nekuda. But going through it, one sees that he had a tremendous kesher with many different gedolim, such as the Chabiner, he has with the Chazanish, and he writes, there's a bunch of pages, I don't know if they were published anywhere before, of memoirs of his with the Chabina Rav, beautiful stuff, and Chazanish, beautiful stuff, other Gedolim. So already we have in this massive work, materials that attracted me was materials of Reb Shem Zalman, other Gedolim, and there's also a lot of halacha of his and stuff like that. Okay, so I'm leafing through the one day, I'm leafing through it, and I come across a Meir Dika Shmuz. I wish I could translate the whole shmooze now. I'm just going to mention very briefly certain points from it. It seems he was asked in the Gera Klois of some sort, was maybe starting to learn halacha or Mishnah Berurah, and they asked him to give some type of shmooze, opening chizuk for it. So he gave this beautiful speech. I mean, mamash, it's mayardik. And I'll just mention a few points from it. He said like this. He talks about he's talking about learning halacha. that we don't. If you don't think about it, halacha is beyond. It's integral to every single thing that one does daily. Al kol dover, al kol tzar v'shal yesh halacha. It's mamish mixed into everything. Not a step one takes is not affected with halacha. And the way he builds the shmooze is unbelievable because it's not a person that just it's dry halacha. Shteit in a sefer shulchan aruch, whatever. He mamish goes into the I guess the, I would use the words panemius. He actually I think uses the words panemius. What I mean is like this. He says like this. A lot of times. So first is like sometimes you think like what's the big deal if I make a bracha, the deal if what bracha should I make on something if I should make a bayir pri eitz or a bayir pri eitz first what bracha should I make does it make a difference it's chaviv it's not chaviv by zayin minim. What's the big deal? So first he throws out a yisoid, which is a lot of people elaborate on this much more, but his point is like this. There's no such thing as something small. A mitzvah, when you do a mitzvah for the melech, what you're doing is you're basically building the jewels of the crown. And there's a whole process to it. So maybe you don't understand it, but those that do understand it, it makes a very big difference how it is. And therefore, when a yid, let's say, makes a bracha, it's very important in how the crown of the Ribbono Shel Olam is being made. Okay, so what does a person do? You have to know what to do. So you open up a Shulchan Aruch. So he said a piece. It could be he says this is something that's proper to be saying it at a Shabbos Hagadol Drasha because he was just giving a shmooze to be mechazik to Olam and learning halacha. Says you're learning. It's before Pesach. Leil Pesach, we know, has ein seif of mitzvahs. Okay, so there's the Karban Pesach, Bezman, Beis HaMikdash, there's Matzah, there's Mar, Dal Kais, there's all different things. What's one of the things in the Leil HaSeid that we do? Small little thing. Karpas. You look in the Gemara. It's a chiyuv to eat it, you dip it. And what's the reason for it? Kedei, to make the children, kedei sheish le tinaikis. So it sounds like from the Gemara, it's a mamash, it's a garnish, it's a small little thing. You start opening up the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, you start seeing and tutzaching all different aspects to it. And he starts giving all different examples. What bracha to make, if you could be mitzi someone. What about if you don't have wine to be mekadesh and then you wash, what do you do? And when do you do the karpas? All of a sudden, a leil seder of the yaknahaz, and what goes on, and you forgot to make Avdallah in the middle of the thing, in the middle of the Seder. So then, it sounds like someone messed up the time of the Seder. When do you do the Karpas without Avdallah, with Avdallah? All of a sudden you start seeing that the this small little thing, Karpas, is much, much more happening. And that's what happened, the Pnimius and the Lamais, he says, when you start learning the Halacha, all of a sudden it becomes much, much greater. So he says like this, it's pashut that you have to learn Mishnah Berura. You have to know the halacha. It's like, what does it even mean to be mechazik the olam that they should be learning Mishnah Berura? He's talking to Tzibur, these chassidim that are about to be learning Mishnah, to be mechazik and learning Mishnah Berura. So he says, even your Rebbe, I heard Rabbi Yankel, before he became the Rebbe, they used to call him the Mishnah Berura. He was so dovuk to the Mishnah Berura, and you have to learn from your Rebbe. A lot of times when you learn, you're megaleth, different things that you don't know, and that's why it's important. That's another reason why it's important to be learning halacha. And Bekitzer, he has a whole bunch of other different shenin akudis in bichlal learning halacha and learning Mishnah Berura on a daily basis and the great importance. So this is one long shmooze, which is very well written, and it's taken from it's actually written from, I believe, a recording of his. The point of the shmooze is, bottom line, one has to learn Mishnah Berura, one has to know the halacha, and it's not just about a dry halacha. This is to understand this is the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how he brings it out. A lot of times people like, okay, you know, whatever, it makes no difference. No, when you if you have these type of hagdamas, someone gives this hagdama when you're about to learn halacha, and you understand what's happening, this is what the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and you have this in mind when you're learning it, it's a game changer in being able to understand it, and you realize there's a lot more happening. Not always do you understand all that's happening. Okay. And with that, without further ado, we go into the fourth sefer, which illustrates this even more. There's Kiyadua. There's many mitzvahs. There's many topics that in recent years have been getting more and more ink spilled on them, so to speak. One such topic is Shiurim of the mitzvahs. L'mashal Leil HaSeder were before Pesach, so one of the questions always is how much wine am I supposed to drink? And how much matzah am I supposed to eat? How much maror? All these type of questions Rabbanim always ask. I'm sick, a little sick. I don't like it. I do like it. Whatever. How much? I want to be kind of this shita, that shita. So this is a very hot topic. Many, many works have been written about it. It's worthy. Mirtz Hashem, one day we'll discuss a bibliographical overview of the story of this whole subject and learning. There's many, my term that I always like to use, is many junkies in this sugya. So one such area, one such junkie, so to speak, or person in it, which is really tied into another, a whole greater sugya, which is the sugya of Zmanim. So there's the sugya of Shiurim, and this is the sugya of Zmanim. Usually it goes hand in hand. The guy that's into that is into that. So in recent years, there's been I don't even remember how long ago it is, but it gets bigger and bigger. It's called Luach HaLochos V'Minhagim L'Eretz Yisrael, and now they started making, it's the Zalaznik Luach, I guess it's called. It's a few different people, and usually this Luach, it even has a version for Chutz La'aretz, and it has a bunch of kontrasim, usually relating to some halacha topics of that year. So L'mashal, this year, where it's Erev Pesach Shacholis B'Shabbos, they'll have a section about that. And in a few of the versions, a few of the years, they have a section called Tavloi Shiurim L'Leil HaSeder. Okay. So this Luach, already Rabbi Avigdor Neventzahl, in one of the Haskamas that he gave, writes that he saw that they brought him this Luach, the Ke'en Luach Shel Rav Tukashinsky, but it has many different Isafos, and you could see, you compare, you buy Rav Tukashinsky Luach, it's 100 pages or something, and this weighs in, usually every year it's getting bigger, so it's already over 600 pages. Very, very done, but what I find in geschmack about this Luach is that everything is sourced. It's not just, okay, look there, and yes, they do use the Luach Eretz Yisrael a lot also, but anyway, it's a very sourced Luach, done very carefully. So it's a team of people. I don't know the relationship, each one, how much they do, but one of the people in this is a Gid, Rav Moshe Kotaks, and he's put out a few Svarim, written a bunch of articles in various Torah journals. So he put out in the standard Luach that comes out from this Chever Luach HaLuchas V'Minhagim, there's a country called Tavlois Shiurim L'Leil HaSeder. What's the charts which has the Shiurim? So now, just last week, I'm walking in the street, Erev Shabbos, I see that there's a sefer is going to be sold in the tables of Bloy and Shul from him, Shiuri HaMitzvos L'Leil HaSeder, and Shiuri Dalet Aminim, with charts, Halacha, Bir Halacha, and Mechtavim. So I get all excited. I've already mentioned in the past, the Bloy Sfarim in Eretz Yisrael is this phenomenon that in many of the shuls, you come in at the beginning of the week and there's a table of some new Sfarim, some of these old Sfarim, stuff that people can't get rid of, its own story. But many times you can get some beautiful Sefer over there. So coming, it was exciting to, someday I knew, this Sefer is going to be there. Taka, I go see it, and it's Mayurik. It's a beautiful Sefer, almost 400 pages, where it deals with all the different aspects, Be'iyum Gadol, of the Shiurim, relating to Achila and the Leil HaSeder. What I found fascinating is, it has very practical, all types of charts, and all different things, and the material is based on these charts, based on the Mishnah Berurah, who's now the Pesach, in Klal Yisrael, in many circles, and bear in mind, this is from a group of heavy Eretz Yisraelic people. So there's a whole big section, Tavlois al pi ha'igris maisha. And to me, this was a huge chiddush. And finally, I was very, very happy to see such a thing, because there's been a complaint that I heard a bunch of times, which is that Eretz Yisrael, at least the younger, not the greater people, such as Rav Shlomo Zalman or Rav Maisha, Rav Shlomo Zalman or Bel Yashiv, they knew the galus of Rav Maisha. But the younger generation does not necessarily know that. But here we see a Yid, he's putting out a work and gives a ton of space to dealing with Rav Moshe. He also deals with Rav David Feinstein, with the Leil HaSeder. And Bekitzer, it's a halacha chibur, all about the Shiurim, Be'iyun, tons of material. And not only that, he has a bunch of letters back and forth with Rav Shlomo Miller from America. So if someone's interested in an in-depth sefer all about the shiur, make himself crazy. This is one of the svarim to get on the topic, on the recent svarim. And he has lots of letters with other people besides Rishon Miller about where they handle all these different aspects, tons and tons of makairis. It's Lebedik and the Chazanej, Reb Chaim Noah, and all different materials relating to this topic. I find it fascinating. Like in one, let's say, just to give one har, he quotes you, Kol Doidi from Reb Dava Feinstein. So he says, Madura Tunyana. Then he says, in the Hebrew edition from Tafshin Mem Hei, and the English edition of Tafshin Nun, on page 14, he was Chayzer from what he says in the Tafshin Lamin edition. He did his research. With all the different materials that are out there. Okay. So this is another work that just came out this week, right before Pesach. And just to mention, one other chapter I found fascinating in here is something that he's written about in other places, even in the back of the Luach, is the story of the Cairo of the Leila Seder. This is a topic that I did not find. I remember when he wrote an article a few years back, and some other places I've seen it. Very little literature is written about the development of the Kaira Leila Seder. So this Sefer has his chapter about that he's published elsewhere with many updates, etc., etc. So this is yet another reason to buy this nice Sefer if you're interested in that topic. Okay, and the last work I'd like to mention for today is it's a work called Shulchan Aruch Bir HaGra. Okay, big deal. You know, you probably stand the Shulchan Aruch as a Bir HaGra. No. This Bir HaGra has the Bir HaAruch called Bina Vadas, published by Meiser of Cook. And you open it up. What's Bina Vadas? It's on Aruch Chaim, Simanim Aleph from Tilkuf Chav Zayin. One big volume, tall, nice size. And it's a shame there's a printing mistake on the outside, on the spine, where it says it's the Reish Chav Zayin, so don't get so excited. It's the Kuf Chav Zayin, so obviously if you make a calculation, the volumes on Aruch Chaim is going to be very big. And what is this? So I was very, very excited about this piece of information, and that is as follows. This is Yid Reb Nachum Adler. I've quoted some of his svarim in the past. They're excellent svarim on a wide-ranging amount of topics. L'mashon, the Chanukah episode, I quoted some of his svarim that he's written relating to Chanukah. Tremendous Talmud Chacham, published old svarim, Friedrich's svarim, a new svarim, his own tires, and does a great job, usually. And it seems that he took upon himself to write a work on the Bir HaGra. So you'll say, what? Who needs another work on the Bir HaGra? Tons of work on the Bir HaGra. Amir Tzashem, I will be dealing with this in the episodes with the Mishnah Brewer's relationship with the Bir HaGra and the Aruch HaShulchan's relationship with the Bir HaGra and the Maaser Rav. Akopanim, this Yid goes and he publishes it looks incredible. I sat already with it as soon as I got it. My wife was at Tzadikus and went and picked it up for me right away, published by Maaser of Cook, and I wish I had the time already to just go through it very beyond, but I did spend a lot of time with it already. A beautiful introduction. It's almost 600 pages just on the Simanim, and basically it's like this. He publishes the Shulchan Aruch, the Bir HaGra, and a running pirush on it with hundreds and hundreds of ha'aris, going through it, showing you the chashivas, what the Gra is trying to do in the various Simanim. So this obviously ties to the Mishnah Berurah, because one of the main chiburim that it's been more and more people are happening. One of the goals and the nekudas with the Mishnah Berurah is he's a mafarish of the Bir HaGra. But anyway, he was very into the Gra, where this even comes from. Amir Tzashem also, I'll discuss some interesting new theories of mine and that others have about this nekuda. But the point is, this is a beautiful work, massive amount of aris relating to understanding the Bir HaGra, and for me, this was a great treat. Very, very excited. I hope the other volumes will come out fast. I wish this author lots of atzlacha in completing it fast, getting funding for it fast. It's always also an issue. And this was a very exciting piece of material that came out from Maaser of Cook. Usually at this time of year, right before Pesach, is when they're preparing for the famous Maaser of Cook sale. So usually a few different items come out. So this was an exciting item that came out, and well worth, if you're interested in that type of stuff, learning the Bir HaGra B'Iyun Gadol and stuff relating to Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim. This is a book that's worth owning. So these are five new svarim that I feel are worth to mention, to be aware of, not necessarily telling you. This is called Musings of a Book Collector. This is not Musings of a Bookseller. I'm not trying to get you to buy it. I understand people have problems financially, and there's also space is an issue, but these are just to be aware of these five very nice, unique svarim out there, and that's it for today.